This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which can mean only one thing. It's the Superhuman Radio Blueprint Power Hour, and I'm on the air today with my good friend Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great. How about you, Carl?
Fantastic. Anyway, so we're going to be doing our normal installment of the Blueprint Power Hour where we answer, Rob Regish answers listener questions. We've got lots of really good questions today. This show continues to grow in popularity. I see posts on Facebook all the time from people thanking Rob for all the effort that he puts forth in answering people's questions. Obviously, there's people who charge for this sort of stuff, but Rob doesn't do that. And thank you very much for that, Rob. Before we get started, I have to mention, once again, on the Superhuman Radio website right now, Age Force has introduced their new fat burner formulation, which now includes the Deshaies-approved over-the-counter form of thyroid hormone called T2, which only burns fat and does not interrupt normal thyroid function. The patch has enough T2 in it to deliver approximately 600 milligrams throughout the day, throughout an eight-hour period. The T2 in that patch will obviously increase thermogenesis. More importantly, it will help you burn fat, especially important for those of you who were non-responders to the original fat burner patch, which includes AOD9604, which is the protein peptide portion of growth hormone responsible for growth hormone's lipolytic effects. Check it out. It's a one-month free trial. Whether you've tried it before or not, check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad and make sure you write down the coupon code before you click so that you can take advantage of it. So there you go. Okay. So we're going to get right to it, Rob. We have our first question came from David Rash. I hope I'm pronouncing your name properly, Dave. He said, "Hey, Rob, very confused as to how to approach my pre-intra-post-workout nutrition. I want to train first thing in the morning. After waking up, I don't have BCAAs at hand, but I have a high-quality whey protein. How do I go about my pre, intra, and post-workout nutrition for best results? If you could give me some type of protocol with exact timings of vitamins to consume, carbs, proteins around the workout, it would be awesome." So there you go.
Okay, this is a great question. And David is in a unique situation to train in a fasted state, which I know you and I have discussed on prior episodes. A lot of people are having a lot of success with that approach.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, there are a number of ways to go about it, which explains much of the confusion out there today. The science everyone is looking at to guide them, frankly, it keeps changing. Now, along those lines, though, our good friend Adele Moussa over at Supversity recently posted a very interesting article on some of the latest research done in this area at McMaster University, and it supports the following. If you make sure that you get your 20 to 25 grams of whey protein immediately post-workout, and you ensure that you also get about 20 grams of a quality protein, complete protein, at every meal over the next 24 hours, that will result in 80% greater protein synthesis during the 3 to 5 hours after the workout for your efforts in that area. So, given David's situation, I would recommend, training in a fasted state, and ensuring, of course, that you have, I like to drink lemon water during the workout, and we've discussed why before, given its alkalizing properties. You absolutely need to stay hydrated during that time, and then slam your whey afterwards. We've also discussed, I think Mauro DiPasquale has expanded on the fact that you may not necessarily need carbs post-workout. I think that, frankly, is very individual and dependent upon soma type, meaning ectomorphs can probably tolerate and might need carbs, whereas meso and endomorphs don't. Now, having said all of that, I am convinced that trainees can do even better than the aforementioned solution that was brought forth. There's just too much research pointing to pre-workout dosing of amino acids and other supplements that have the potential to build into the muscle cell, given the fact that blood flow is documented to be increased 400 to 500% during the workout. So, for example, one recent study pointed out the fact that just 6 grams of essential amino acids dosed pre-workout spiked protein synthesis 600% versus 400% taken post-workout.
Right.
There's similar research showing that creatine uptake may be greater when taken pre-workout, again, due to that blood flow issue. That's too big of an advantage to give my opinion. So I like to dose my essential amino acids at that time. In fact, it's already happening out there today. Anyone that's used Synthogen can tell you for a fact that dosing it pre-workout is a game changer. But if you're interested in a do-it-yourself approach, I'll offer the following. Just prior to your workout, slam those 6 grams of essential aminos. Again, that's documented to spike your protein synthesis 600%. It will, all by its lonesome, elicit a slight insulinogenic response and do a great job at protecting your muscle tissue from being robbed of amino acids to fuel the body's energy demands during the workout. During the workout itself, I like to consume 36 ounces of cool water and about 2 to 4 ounces of lemon juice. It's going to keep you well hydrated and alkalize the system. Immediately post-workout, slam another 6 grams of essential amino acids, which, again, will further elevate protein synthesis without shooting insulin too high. What's that going to do? It's going to keep GH levels elevated and fat burning ongoing. And then finally, 1 hour later, have your first solid food sit-down meal, inclusive of carbs and quality animal proteins.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you know, there are a number of ways.
You know,
people
are always looking for this. Exactly, what should I do? And you just laid it out. So that was great.
Yeah. So, David, I hope that helps you. It's a simple approach. It works, and you will see the difference in your recovery once you get it right.
Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take our first commercial break a little early, so that we can come back and answer Austin B37's question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and mastermind behind Synthogen. You can learn about both of these products, The Blueprint, which will help you build muscle. Synthogen will help you build it faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the appropriate banner ad. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. that, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. And we have feedback galore today. I don't know why. I don't know why it does that sometimes. I think during the next break I'm going to disconnect and reconnect to you, Rob, okay? Anyway.
Sure thing.
Okay, so anyway, let's get to the next question in the meantime. We have Austin B37. He says, first of all, the show that you do with Wade Johnson on SHR is amazing. The shows you do are amazing. I have learned so much from listening to those episodes. For those of you who've never listened to them, that's the Blueprint Power Hour. That's the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition. They are great shows, aren't they? Adaptogens, ecdysterone. Aside from what I have learned from reading the blueprint, I still know very little about the difference between adaptogens and ecdy. It would be really interesting to learn about how all of the quality adaptogens can be used individually and stacked in order to deliver maximum results. Is it really difficult to find good information on the topic? Oh, it is really difficult, he's saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you know, he's absolutely right. It is an unfortunate circumstance that information on adaptogens, when they debuted in the West, were much maligned. And although the situation has improved somewhat since then, it's still fuzzy for a lot of people. So let's first review what an adaptogen is, and then we'll discuss why somebody might want to use one. An adaptogen, very simply, is any compound, usually of plant origin, that allows the organism, in this case you, to better adapt to a given environmental stressor. Now, that can take many different forms, but the most familiar adaptogen to the general public would probably be ginseng. Right? Everybody's seen and heard ginseng. The use of these adaptogens goes back decades, in some cases thousands of years in the case of Ayurvedic medicine in India. Most of the research, medical and sporting applications you will find occurred in Russia. And one of the most famous adaptogens there, that being ecdysterone, was introduced into Russian pharmacopoeia in 1961. So, in no particular order, I find the following adaptogens of much benefit when looking to maximize recovery from weight training and other sporting endeavors. Rapanticum carthamoids extract would top my list. Suma, also known as Fafia panaculata, a quality 25-to-1 extract, is also an excellent, excellent adaptogen. Aged Korean red ginseng, and there are many types, but Korean red is my preferred source. Rhodiola rosea.
Yeah, and that's been an old standard, hasn't it, rhodiola?
It has. It really has. And though, believe me, you know, those effects are feelable. Certainly are feelable. Maca, shilajit, which is the Indian cousin of Russian mumio, which you may or may not, or mummy, which
mumio has been very, very popular as an adaptogen amongst professional athletes.
It has. And in treating radiation poisoning for the unfortunate folks that lived around Chernobyl.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, ashwagandha. So there are two qualifiers, though, for adaptogens to work optimally. One is a unique training or dietary stress needs to be imposed for the body to adapt to, because without such a stress present, it logically follows that adaptogens will perform suboptimally. Second, you need to get a quality extract. And unfortunately, only a few Western supplement companies go to the lengths necessary to get the good stuff. So generally speaking, you will observe faster recovery from exercise and far less delayed onset muscle soreness with what I refer to as performance adaptogens. And in that category, I would place Rapanticum carthamoids extract, a quality 25-to-1 Suma, and Shilajit. These extracts, the one Rapanticum and Suma, contain ecdysterones, and in the case of Shilajit, fulvic acids, which act favorably, all of which act favorably in a number of ways to facilitate recovery, upregulate protein synthesis, and improve glucose disposal in the muscle tissue. Korean red ginseng, rhodiola, maca, and ashwagandha I would consider more broad spectrum adaptogens, imparting benefits more so to the entire body versus targeting, let's say, the muscle and muscle function. They are ideal when coming out of a high intensity peaking phase where the muscle specific adaptogens are used. Since they help normalize the entire system, they're useful in establishing a new higher or, let's say, more robust state of homeostasis and solidifying gains from the performance adaptogens that were being used during the time of heavy loading. In particular, the central nervous system normalizing effects of maca, I feel, is an excellent fit here. And I know a lot of my guys will use a quality maca during what I call the cruise phase of Blueprint. Why? Because they're just coming off a whole bunch of new PRs and working in the 90th percentile. So the bottom line on adaptogens is this. They are powerful tools that can get you better results faster from exercise. It is worth noting, however, that adaptogens are not anabolics, despite the marketing of such by some supplement companies.
Especially the most popular one back in the day, ecdysterone, was said to be anabolic.
Yes, and if you go back and you actually read a lot of the marketing verbiage surrounding them, they were talking about cycling it and about all terms and verbiage that went back to drugs. The fact of the matter is, adaptogens and anabolics mode of action are completely different. And when the low quality extracts hit the market over here, and the guys were told the following, cycle this just like you would a hormone and make sure you bump your protein levels up.
Right.
Well, predictably, the results were mediocre at best. Why? because there wasn't that stress there to adapt to that I spoke to earlier, where adaptogens excel.
Right.
Provided you can make those distinctions and understand how to modulate training stressors on the body, they will, in my opinion, roughly double your gains seen over time. Now, a lot of people scratch their heads and ask me, how double your gains? How can that be? Well, it's due to the fact that if you intelligently use adaptogens, they will allow you to recover faster, much faster from exercise, allowing you to squeeze more productive training sessions into any given week, month, or year. And frankly, that's the bottom line on adaptogens.
Do adaptogens work through different pathways? Like, for instance, does rhodiola work differently than, say, maca? And so it pays to take all of them? Or do you think that taking just one or maybe two is more than adequate?
They absolutely do and are documented to work through various pathways. I personally like to separate the adaptogens out into two categories. One, what I call performance adaptogens, Rapanticum, Suma, Shilajit, and use those during my times of heavy loading. Can you stack them there? Yeah, absolutely you can. On the other side of the coin, broad spectrum adaptogens, as I spoke to, the ginsengs, the rhodiolas, the macas, the ashwagandhas, those can likewise be stacked during times when you're trying to just normalize your system coming off of new PRs. Now, a quality adaptogen in most cases is not cheap. What I'm trying to say is, if you are interested in using an adaptogen to experiment with and recover quicker from your training, I would say out of the gate, it makes financial and physical sense to pick one and see how you do on it. Likewise, when you come off of it, pick one broad spectrum adaptogen. And pick one with, let's say, a strong track record, like a 10-to-1 maca extract. If you find you do well with that, then yeah, okay, now it's time to stack. The problem with stacking out of the gate is you never know which one's responsible.
I was just
going
to say, so it makes perfect sense to start out with just one.
Yeah, and the final note I'll make on adaptogens is this. This category of products you're going to see explode in the coming years, because you can walk up to anybody on the street and ask this question: do you feel stressed out? Everybody is going to say yes. You know, just due to the pace of modern life and the economic recession, et cetera, adaptogens are tools that can help. And provided, again, that you're getting a quality extract and you're using it at the appropriate time, in my opinion, they work wonders.
Yeah. Okay, this next question comes from Christian Austin. First, I want to thank you for broadcasting a great show with information not found on any other webcast or podcast. I've gotten so much valuable information and leads on topics from your show. A recent favorite of mine is the reoccurring Blueprint Power Hour. I appreciate Rob's volunteering his time to provide training information, and I've decided to buy a copy of the Blueprint and give it a run. I have a quick question for you and Rob on the Blueprint Power Hour. If training alone without access to a power rack, do you have any suggestions on how to best perform static contraction training? Is a Smith machine a good option?
Well, first, Christian, thanks for taking me up on the Blueprint. Hopefully you like what you read and will soon be putting it into practice. But your question is an excellent one. Training alone, doing heavy statics, is a dicey proposition.
Especially because you're supposed to take the static to some form of failure, right?
Well, what I have my guys do is I have them hold a maximal weight for about 5 seconds and two such holds for 5 seconds. And yeah, you're taking it to the limit, which means with maximal weights, which means this: safety is important. It happened again just recently. Some guy was killed, crushed to death in his basement benching.
Really?
It's a tragedy.
Yeah, you hear about it a lot, especially in younger guys.
And the
sad thing is many of them are videoing this stuff now because they want to put it on Facebook. Quite a few of the ones where death was not the end result, but the kid got stapled to the bench, they end up on YouTube quite often.
Yeah.
You know, a kid sets up his camera, he gets on the bench, he's in his basement, he's gonna try to, you know, he's never benched more than 225, he goes up to 275, he pushes it off the rack, he brings it down, it gets caught on his chest, he can't get up, it rolls to his neck. I mean, it's scary stuff. And obviously these kids aren't getting killed because you see them squirming out and then turning the video camera off in shock, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's not cool. You can't make gains when you're 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Or injured. So having said that, though, the question here is the Smith machine a good option? It's not the best, but it can be utilized for two movements in particular that will give you maximum overload both in the pushing muscles in the upper body as well as the entire body. So let's go through that. The first movement I'd like you to consider to do in the Smith in the form of a static hold is what I call a top range rack pull. This is very simply setting the bar at about waist height, loading that sucker up with as much weight as possible, and then using wrist straps. That's an absolute must because your grip will give out far before your back muscles will. Pull up just an inch or two with that weight and hold it. And as you've pointed out, Carl, on prior shows, don't rotate your shoulders back. You know, feel the weight pull on your traps, on your shoulders. The top range rack pull is an incredible movement insofar as it will harden the entire body. It works everything from the base of your neck to your Achilles tendon, and that goes for the front side of your body too. Because you can imagine just how much core power you need, right, to stabilize that.
Right.
So that's one. The second is the decline bench press. And this is a little more complicated because you're going to be using, again, a heavy weight in the very top, strongest range of the movement. The danger in doing this in the Smith machine is you have to rotate that bar, right, to take it out of the safeties and then rotate it back.
Ah.
And with the kind of weight that you use in a static hold, that's just asking for rotator cuff tears. I had to come up with a solution for this when I was performing these in my gym, and it goes as follows. Go out to your local hardware store and purchase yourself a pair of very heavy chains, the thickest you can find. They're an absolute must, and you can loop those around the bar and one of the supports above it to set it up such that you don't have to rotate the bar to get it out of the hooks or rotate it back. It's simply suspended from the chain, which means you now can, you know, use 100% of your energy and focus into pushing that bar up and holding it in its strongest range. And then when your strength gives out, the chains will catch it and act as a safety mechanism. I have seen too many guys that have lost that lift and then try to rotate, an insane amount of weight, 400, 500, 600 pounds back into the hooks.
Right.
They either don't make it, or if they do make it, they pull themselves up with one hand on the shoulder that they just tore up. So, it's not the ideal solution, but you can use it, and I like those two movements for the Smith machine. Do invest in those chains. They will serve you well, not only for that movement, but many, many others.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It really does.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Well, I just thought of something. Most Smith machines also have, and correct me, maybe I'm wrong, but most Smith machines have these two little things at the very, very bottom. And I even believe they have some springs in them, and they slide up and turn clockwise and counterclockwise, and you can lock them in to catch the bar at some point. Isn't it, or is that just some Smith machines have that?
No, you know, the gym that I train at does have those.
But not all of them
frankly,
do.
Frankly, though, I don't trust them.
Yeah.
And also think about this. When the bar is suspended from chains, as opposed to,
those spring stops, for instance.
Those spring stops, you have not only the up and down motion, but you also have the fore and aft motion, which is critical at certain points during the lift.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think we've gone over this before, but an excellent way to find your true best, strongest lockout range is, let's take the example of a flat bench. If you lay on a flat bench and grab an empty bar and bring that bar, now holding it at arm's length, bring the bar from a point below your waist to a point behind your head. And as you move that bar through that arc, you will ultimately find a position where the bar feels almost weightless. That is your perfect lockout position and how to find it.
That's interesting. Yeah, I know. I don't think most people do that. That's something I even have to try sometime. I know Wade said he tried. He started using it with some of his students as well as himself. So we have to take a quick commercial break. I'm sorry.
It's an interesting exercise, and it'll really teach you a lot about where the bar should wind up when you're pressing it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Aaron First. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. You can learn more about both the Blueprint and Rob's supplement, Synthogen, by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the appropriate banner ads. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Okay. There's that darn feedback again. It taunts me. It makes fun of me. Okay, Aaron First said, question for Rob. After a session of taking the muscles to failure, for what length of time, hours, days, does the muscle undergo repair and growth? Does DOMS, D-O-M-S, delayed onset muscle soreness, indicate that the muscle is still in a state of growth and repair and should not be trained again until DOMS ceases? Cheers. By the way, Superhuman University seminar was great. He's talking about the add 1 inch to your upper arms session, obviously. So,
yeah, thanks for both the question and that feedback on the seminar, Aaron. That was a lot of fun for me. I know a lot. I've since heard from a lot of folks and their results from that, which I'm pleased to say they're quite happy with. So I'm looking forward also to doing my next one. But with respect to your question, what length of time, hours, days, does a muscle undergo repair and growth? It is a complex answer because it's largely dependent upon a number of things, including your age, your training age, hormonal status, caloric intake, sleep quality, etc., etc. Generally speaking, though, it's worth remembering the following formula. Muscle growth is always a three-step process. Stimulate, recover, and grow. And that's just a physiological law that is not up for debate. You overload the muscle recovers, and then it adds the little smidgen gram amounts, at least on a daily basis, to it supercompensates and grows stronger. So where most people are having issues is training again prior to the recovery step being completed, and thus no new muscle growth will manifest. In fact, if that pattern is kept up, overstimulation without complete recovery, most trainees will begin to regress. So having said that, we do not as of yet have a practical diagnostic measure to say, hey, you're ready to train again, and steps 1 to 3 have been completed. But having said that, I'd advise the following. And this is what I do to monitor it. One, I wouldn't train the muscle group again until such time as DOMS has subsided. I know guys that, you know, say, I don't care, I'm going to train anyway. Those happen to be the same guys that wind up usually, frustrated with their progress. I think in this case, your absolute best practical indicator that you're getting it right is strength increases from workout to workout.
Great point.
So in other words, if you're getting stronger from session to session, you're on the right track. If you can lift more weight or greater total tonnage per unit of time, then it's a good bet you've recovered and the body has added that smidgen of extra new muscle tissue that accrues because it's muscle that's going to move more weight. So in truth, though, your optimal workout frequency is almost always a moving target. Here's why. As you grow stronger from workout to workout, and you should be, you lift more weight for more repetitions or total tonnage. it logically follows that the stresses are increasing on your body, not just in your muscles, but in your, you know, the stresses on your adrenals and other organs. It's taking its toll. In order for your body to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger, you absolutely must insert extra rest days. Meaning, if you're currently on a one-on, two-off workout frequency, eventually you'll need to move to a one-on, three-off, ideally doing so to stay ahead of your body's adaptation curve. Now, this does not mean that you necessarily are going to be sitting around on the sofa on your off days. In fact, what I've learned as I've aged is that every effort must be made to devote as much time to active recovery, exercises, and different recovery modalities in the form of such things as sled dragging, medicine ball throws, and other general physical preparedness, what the Soviets referred to as general physical preparedness related exercises. What do those do? They increase your work capacity. It stimulates blood flow, and this is key because that blood flow brings fresh new nutrients with the blood into the muscle. It removes metabolic waste. The key on these days is not performing any eccentric exercise movements during that time, or in other words, those movements that involve lowering of the weight. Why? Because we know that lowering weights tears muscle fibers and will
lowering weights or lengthening the muscle under load as opposed to contracting it under load could be considered the eccentric portion of because in some cases you're not necessarily lowering the weights when you're in the eccentric, right?
Well,
or are you always lowering the weights when you're in the eccentric? I guess maybe you are. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, because if you look at any movement, we'll take the bench press. You know, when you're pressing the weight up, that's the concentric. When you're holding it still, that's the static.
Yeah, you're right. And even in a squat, when you're lowering down, that's the eccentric. You're lengthening the muscle under load. Yeah, no, you're right.
And we know it's the eccentric that causes the majority of those little tears in the muscle. So in time, what you will gain is the body wisdom to know when to switch gears before your body and brain goes stale. For now, though, know that strength gains from workout to workout are your absolute best indicator of when to train again. Would absolutely love, folks, if we had a home diagnostic kit that said, boom, steps 1 through 3 are completed, and you can go to the gym today, and you should be stronger. If it's out there, I don't know about it. If somebody does, God, please email me, contact me, let me know. But strength gains, Aaron, are your best bet. I hope that helps.
Okay, the next question comes from Daniel Cook. We have to read it after the break, but it speaks about ephedrine. And I want to mention something that I received an email from a listener, and I'm going to try to dig it up here during the break, because he is not an opponent of ephedrine or ephedra, but he says that our message should be a little bit more balanced. There are some people who don't respond well to these things. And I'll see if I can dig up his comment. But we've got a question from Daniel Cook. When we come back, you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about the Blueprint and Mass Pro Synthogen. We'll be right back with more Rob Regish.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train
win with it, you'll gain with it.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge them.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Like the Superhuman Radio Network on Facebook. If you're one of my friends on my personal page, I need your help. We must transition away from my personal page and over to the SHRN, the Superhuman Radio Network. Please, if you haven't done it already, please like Superhuman Radio Network as soon as possible so I can stop using my personal page to disseminate information, post shows and blog posts and so on and so forth. I desperately need to get away from my personal page for a variety of reasons. We're talking today, this Blueprint Power Hour, with author of the Blueprint, Rob Regish. We're answering listener questions. The next one comes from Daniel Cook. He said, if using ephedrine caffeine 7 days a week when cutting, how often should I need to cycle, or would I do the 2 week cut, 2 week bulk, etc.?
Yeah, Daniel's from Northern Ireland, and he was one of my original Blueprint customers. He's actually either on his way or already in Texas.
Really?
So yeah, relocating, and he's probably one of the hardest working cats you'll ever meet. And has just done a fantastic job with Blueprint. So, wanted to throw a shout out to him.
Cool.
Anyway, with respect to his question about ephedrine caffeine, how often to run it and why, it boils down to this. I would recommend running ephedrine and caffeine for 3 weeks, on a cut, caloric deficit, and then coming off of it and refeeding for a week. And there are a couple reasons why. If you look closely at most dieting curves, there is an initial and sometimes rapid drop in weight for about 3 weeks after calories have been cut. At that point, what you'll see is the body usually adapts by slowing down its basal metabolic rate to match the new, lower energy intake and calories coming in. So the mistake that's most often made is to reduce the calories even further, And as the time duration curve of that equation unfolds, the amount of muscle loss starts to overtake the amount of fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ephedrine and caffeine is unique in its ability to spare muscle during a cut and a low-calorie diet. Like any other nutraceutical, though, it's simply a function of time before it doesn't necessarily stop working, but it's not going to work as well.
Right.
By refeeding every fourth week, you upregulate your metabolism. And by coming off the ephedrine and caffeine, you give your adrenals a break to prime your body again for another three-week aggressive fat loss phase when you resume the diet and the ephedrine and the caffeine. In the Blueprint 3.0, which was designed specifically for recomp purposes, we take all that to the next level by matching some very precise caloric zigzags to energy expenditure for the day, and further enhance that by implementing graduated caloric decrements every 2 weeks as you rotate through the feast phase. The combination of addressing energy intake and expenditure on a daily microcycle and weekly macrocycle basis results in, and this is just an average, these guys are gaining about a pound a week of lean body mass while simultaneously shedding an equal or greater amount of fat. In other words, you get the best of both worlds, a roadmap to recomp that runs circles around the old bulk up, cut down approach. But with respect to ephedrine and caffeine, that's how I would use it, Daniel, as you're proposing. Now, Carl, I understand there was some comments submitted.
Well,
about
yeah, ephedrine. And I'm gonna read it real quick. Hold on a second. Had to clear my throat. This came from Will Faulkner, a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
He says, I have some concerns that ephedrine is being promoted on SHR for its benefits without adequate time spent on the potential negative effects. I have used and enjoyed this supplement in the past, present, and will again in the future. I'm definitely not against its use. It's one of the few truly useful and effective supplements available. However, it is a cousin of amphetamine with drug-like effects, and it has potential downsides that should not be ignored. While longer term use increases thermogenic effect of ephedrine via non-desensitization of beta-3 receptors, extended use can cause depletion and dysfunction of neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. I personally know at least a dozen ephedrine users, including myself, parenthetically, who've experienced negative effects after long-term use, parenthetically daily, for 3 to 6 months plus, strongly experiencing the symptoms of adrenal fatigue and or lower dopamine and serotonin levels. I did intensive research on this subject nearly a decade ago. Because of my personal experiences after prolonged ephedra use, parenthetically, I wish I still had all the research links, but that was 8 computers ago, and the forums I posted it on are defunct. Rob Regish and Adele Musa can probably dig up lots of research papers and shed a greater light on the topic than I can. I did my best to keep it brief. And he did keep it brief. Love you, Carl, and love the show. Soldier on. Okay, and it is true. When we talk about ephedra and ephedrine use on this show, it must be understood that it works. And I've said this dozens of times about all supplements that work: vitamin D, vitamin A. There is a responsibility in using it because it works. I used to say the good news about this supplement is it works. The bad news about the supplement is it works. So you have to be, you can't be cavalier. You can't just take it willy-nilly. You have to pay attention. As you pointed out just now in this comment, you're suggesting a cycle.
Yeah. You know, Will, your point is very well taken. And I think he's correct. I think we do maybe need to do a better job of balancing out, you know, the whole ephedrine issue. Part of the reason I think you're hearing such strong feelings about it, at least on my part, and I know a lot of other people, is that the fact of the matter is the public has been lied to about the relative danger. The dangers are there, but they have been overstated and grossly so. You know, when Beth Israel Medical Center, which is an arm of Harvard, has done multiple studies showing it to be safe and effective when used as directed. It's irresponsible to paint a picture, as the media has, of, my God, if you take ephedrine, you know, you're
going to die of a stroke, right?
You're going to die of a stroke, your head's going to blow off, and you're going to become a really aggressive, dangerous person.
Right.
You know, no, that's not the case. I think what Will's trying to say, and what we'll try to do a better job of messaging, is ephedrine caffeine is not something to take lightly. The effects are not subtle, and they are not for everyone. It's ping, ping, ricochet, rabbit if you're not accustomed to it. You definitely want to rule out any pre-existing medical conditions, especially high blood pressure, which is why I always advocate having a blood pressure cuff and knowing what your blood pressure is. In that situation, the wrong individual takes ephedrine, you're going to be in for some trouble. You're absolutely right, Will. So I guess I'll leave it at this. For those of you considering ephedrine caffeine use, know that there is a documented history that when taken as directed, it can be both safe and effective. On the other side of the coin, you need to proceed cautiously. And again, rule out pre-existing medical conditions and treat the drug, because that's what it is. Treat the drug with the respect that it deserves.
Yeah, that sounds like sound advice right there. Okay, it looks like we have to take our final commercial break. So let's do this. We've got a question coming back from Greg Geidert. Geidert, I hope I pronounced your name right. What's the single best piece of advice you can give to someone who's been training for a long, that's in caps, time and has plateaued? This is really, in my opinion, a really, really good question. So stay tuned. You will hear the answer in just a moment on the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And don't forget, we'll have the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day at the end of the show. You don't want to miss that. Also, remember, if you send a question to onair@superhumanradio.com that is answered on the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy episodes, they happen twice a month with Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson, you will get a House of Pain t-shirt. So, no question is too dumb. You've heard some of the questions I've asked. I think I proved that point. Send your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com for Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish to answer during the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. And if your question is selected, and multiple questions may be selected, so don't think, oh, somebody's got their question chosen already. I'm not going to. Send your question in, and you can receive a House of Pain t-shirt. So there you go. We're back with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Regish answers your questions truthfully, straightforwardly, and puts a lot of work and effort into creating these answers. So pay attention. Okay, when we went into the break, we read Greg Gaidart. I think it's either Gaidart or Geldart. I'm sorry if I can't make out this
Geldart.
Okay, thank you. What's the single best piece of advice you can give to someone who's been training for a long time and has plateaued? What do you think?
Well, the single best piece of advice I could give is this. Seek out and employ the unorthodox. Because for those of us that have been training for 10, 20, 30 years or more, the body has seen a lot of curveballs, sliders, and changeups. It has adapted to that by growing new muscle, yes. But no new muscle growth is going to manifest with the loading imposed that the body has seen prior. Now, you'll find more unorthodox strategies in Blueprint than you can shake a stick at. And it's a big part of the reason why people make the kind of gains that they do with it. But to be fair, I'd like you to consider the following approach, Greg. Ask yourself this question. What have I been doing in the gym for the past 6 weeks? Then ask yourself this question. What's the polar opposite of what I've been doing? And then finally, implement the polar opposite of what you've been doing for a minimum of 6 weeks. I think you're going to be blown away by your results. Here's a great example. You saw this when heavy duty was in vogue, okay? Or rather wasn't in vogue or came into vogue. Now at the time, this is the late 80s, early 90s, volume training and lots of it was being practiced in gyms across the United States. Then Dorian Yates started cleaning up at multiple Olympias. I think he won, what, 7 in a row, something like that?
Yeah.
And he was advocating and was a student of Mike Mentzer's heavy duty system. So was I. Now, Mike's system, to clarify, was one all-out set to muscular failure, and workouts as such were very infrequent. The combined lowering of volume and training frequency paired with a big increase in intensity resulted in many getting explosive gains. So the bottom line here is, if you've been training for a long time and you've been plateaued, if you're not gaining, the best training protocol for you is likely the polar opposite of the one you're on right now.
That does make a lot of sense, doesn't it?
I mean, it really does. And, you know, the longer you've been in this game, the harder it gets to gain. That's not to say you can't do it, but that would be my recommendation on how to go about it.
Okay. right, so here we go. Here is the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day. What are we talking about today, Rob?
The tip of the day is krill oil, specifically Neptune krill oil. Now, for the longest time, we've all been told that fish oil should be a staple, right? And that's not without merit, because Western diets are dangerously high in omega-6 versus 3 fatty acid content, to say nothing of the trans fats that a lot of the foods or packaged items in particular are just swimming in at your local supermarket. However, I'd like to put forth the idea of replacing your fish oil with krill oil. Here's why. The omega-3 fatty acids found in krill, unlike fish, are linked to phospholipids. Phospholipids can be thought of as small packages that deliver the omega fatty acids directly into your cells. Scientific evidence has shown them to be both safe and effective carrying agents. They're also crucial building blocks for cell membranes and regulate cellular transport by functioning as quote-unquote gatekeepers. It's this gatekeeper mechanism that protects your cell membranes from free radical attack. Now, ironically enough, our friend Adele Musa during
I was just going to say it. He just posted a blog post, I think, today.
Moments ago, posted a blog post, which, and I'll just give you the cliff notes, only phospholipid-based DHA and EPA reduces fat cell growth and reduces insulin in mice on obesogenic diets. So some research that I have seen suggests that krill oil is at least twice as biologically active as fish oil, and in fact at a lower dose. It contains roughly, actually over 40% phospholipids, most of which is in the form of the all-important phosphatidylcholine, and it is laced with antioxidants. In fact, one of those antioxidants is astaxanthin, which I spoke to on last week's episode.
Right, right.
It's a unique antioxidant that's up to 500 times more powerful than vitamin E in preventing lipid peroxidation. Other research does suggest that it imparts muscular endurance benefits. These antioxidants make krill much more stable than fish oil, with a better shelf life. Krill's benefits include anti-inflammatory action, improved blood lipid profiles, and better blood sugar levels. Unlike fish oil, which needs to be taken in dosages of anywhere between 3 and 12 grams a day. I know some guys who take more. Krill is effective at anywhere between 300 milligrams to a gram a day at most, and there are no fish burps, let's say, that make compliance an issue for some.
Right.
Now, I purchase mine, Neptune Krill Oil, through BeyondAcentury.net. I get 60 500 milligram caps for a shade over $25. That works out to be less than a buck a day, even at the highest dosing threshold. As an anti-inflammatory, I find it much superior to the fish oil that I have been taking. And there's some research to back that up. As an example, the Journal of American Nutrition, this was way back in 2007, they studied krill oil on chronic inflammation and arthritic symptoms. So they're looking at subjects with known elevated C-reactive protein that were exhibiting chronic inflammation and or arthritic symptoms. It's a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. 90 patients were recruited. They all had elevated levels of C-reactive protein. Group A received the krill oil in the amount of 300 milligrams a day. Group B received a placebo. C-reactive protein was measured at baseline and at days 7, 14, and 30 in both groups. Here were the results. After just 7 days of treatment with the krill oil, krill reduced C-reactive protein by 19.3% wow, compared to an increase of 15.7% in the placebo group. Again, after 7 days of treatment, krill oil reduced pain scores by 28.9%, reduced stiffness by 20.3%, and reduced functional impairment by 22.8%. At the 14 and 30-day mark of treatment, krill oil further decreased C-reactive protein by 29.7% and 30.9% respectively. The conclusion that they came to is this. The results clearly indicate that krill oil at a dosage of just 300 milligrams a day in this study significantly inhibits inflammation and reduces arthritic symptoms within a short treatment period of 7 and 14 days. So here's the summary, guys. If you're looking for a more economical form, or a more economical alternative, rather, to fish oil, complete with additional benefits such as those phospholipids with a greater antioxidant punch, including that astaxanthin I talked about, krill oil is certainly worth looking into. I've been using it, very, very happy with, and how it compares with fish oil.
Now, I take cod liver oil because of its vitamin D and vitamin A, content as well. I'm wondering if krill has any vitamin D and vitamin A in it, because I don't want to stop taking my cod liver oil, because there's hundreds of years of proof that cod liver oil has other benefits besides before we discovered EPA and DHA. But I'm just wondering if krill oil has any vitamin A and vitamin D in it.
I'll be honest, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it does. I'm looking at a variety of different krill oil supplements. It seems that these Antarctic krill oil supplements seem for some reason to be higher in some of the ratios of what people are buying krill oil for. Also, Dr. Mercola is making a krilling on krill oil, because every time you Google krill oil, he comes up like in the top six things. So he's obviously cashing in on the krill oil business. Krill, by the way, for those of you who don't know, krill is interesting. It's a very, very small shrimp. Tiny, tiny little shrimp. Whenever you watch Jacques Cousteau, you see hordes of them swimming around. They look like clouds in the ocean. They swim in huge, huge schools, and they turn so quickly and move so quickly. And they're just little baby looking shrimp. They look just like shrimp or maybe a crayfish without the lobster claws, if you will. So it's an interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, for me, it's been definitely a step up. I think it's pretty exciting, especially what Adele posted on, that only the phospholipid-based DHA and EPA reduced fat cell growth.
Yeah. Which bottom line means, by the way, if you can't get krill oil, fish oil is still the go-to, because while krill oil has a higher concentration of phospholipids, fish oil has more than other alternatives of EPA, DHA, of other, you know, plant-based omega supplements probably have very little phospholipids in it. So I still say that fish oil is the go-to unless you can get krill oil. That's my opinion.
Nobody's saying you can't use both, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to. I'm going to get krill oil, but I'm going to continue to use my cod liver oil, because of the vitamin A and vitamin D, quite frankly.
Great. I'd be really interested to hear your feedback on that.
Yeah.
If you guys try it, definitely, you know, write in.
Yeah, on air at superhumanradio.com. Do we have anything else we need to talk about, Rob?
I don't think so. Those are the questions. I just want to thank everybody. We're getting some fantastic questions. Yeah. They seem to get better every week.
Yes, yes, they do. Very, very intelligent audience out there. So keep your questions coming. You know how to reach Rob Regish already. You can reach him also through the radio show at onair@superhumanradio.com, and I forward all the questions on to him. Go to superhumanradio.com today to check out information about the Blueprint if you are not familiar with this fantastic program to help you build muscle faster, or Mass Pro Synthogen, which is a supplement to help complement your results when using the Blueprint. And don't forget, Age Force is giving away a 30-day free supply of their newly formulated fat burner patch, which now contains the fat-burning hormone, thyroid hormone T2, which is a over-the-counter supplement. It falls under the heading of DHA because it naturally occurs in beef, and we eat beef. So check it out. We'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Super Human Radio. Thanks, Rob Regish.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Okay.